And at this moment, I'm going to invite forward our elders that we're going to be a part of the communion here this morning, Dave and Oscar and Rick. And go ahead and come forward. I'm going to consecrate the elements, and then we'll wait till I consecrate, then we'll invite forward the families too. But this is a great blessing at our church. Peace in the summer studied communion and decided this is a tremendous gift that can be offered to children. And at younger ages, and the elders studied it and presented it to the council, and we're thankful to have this life-saving, life-giving gift of the forgiveness of sins, and the offer of everlasting life in the hands of children, and so that they can know God's real presence. And so over the last 8 weeks, Elder Dave and Elder Merv have been training many of these youth. I'm thankful for that for many reasons. Mainly, they're amazing teachers, but also I didn't have to teach my own kids, so that was super wonderful. And they just did a wonderful job, so thank you for doing that, Dave and Merv. He's not able to be here today. So I'll bless the elements here. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he'd given thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also after supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the complete forgiveness of all of your sin. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." And we pray that this would be a sustaining gift to our youth, in the sense that God's making promises, God's following through on his promises, and what a tremendous way to have a mindset of thriving, to know that God follows through on all his promises. We want that for our children at our church for sure. So this time I'm going to invite the Luckies forward, and I'm going to join the Luckies, believe it or not. And we want to invite the Durlings as well to partake of the sacrament.
Let us pray. Almighty God, through your Son Jesus, you have given us this holy supper, where we draw closer to you through your real presence in the elements of bread and wine, and where we experience your unending grace and forgiveness of sin. We ask that you will guard the hearts and minds of all who participate in this great gift you have given us, especially those who communed here today for the first time. We pray, Lord, that we will be transformed and our faith strengthened and made visible as we live out our lives. We ask this in your name, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.